Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
True headlines were Adam and Eve, black transgender refugees. Welcome, folks. We're going to do some quick hits. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. True headline. You can Google it. Were Adam and Eve, black transgender refugees. I'll leave you to ponder that. Here's another one. Quick one. These are quick shots here. A guy who shot up the Kansas City Super Bowl parade was black and had an illegal gun. So it kind of destroys two narratives, right? Because it certainly wasn't, you know, those guys that beat up Jussie Smollett, you know, those MAGA Trump guys. And if you want to talk about guns, how about the legal guns? Because they never want to have that as part of the discussion. Judge assigned to the Trump criminal case in Georgia once worked for DA Fannie Willis, which they say explains why he refused to admonish or control the disrespectful witness when she flipped out on the stand. The reason why we're doing these quick hits is to give you some idea of how all this stuff is related, the lunacy of the left. And when you're sitting there going, that doesn't make sense, or why is this happening, or whatever else, it's always these little underlying things. Like when you find out that Engoron, who did this, you know, gave this massive declaration or whatever you call it against Donald Trump for $355 million, and you find out how connected he is to the prosecutor. Oh, she was his clerk, or she did this, or they used to date, or his brother's married to this, you know, dog goat sister. I mean, it's crazy how the left is so connected. It's interconnected. And you think it's this one little group of people that are bad. It's not. Look at the media mashups we do for you where you will hear every single one of these hosts say the same thing, use the same words. This is one giant cabal is what it is. You ready for this little tidbit? The last time Americans spent this much of their money on food, George H.W. Bush was in office, Terminator 2 Judgment Day was in theaters, CNC Music Factory was rocking the Billboard charts. What was that song? I don't know the name of the song, I just know the beat. They said, anyway, eating continues to cost more, even as overall inflation has eased. I love that part. Overall inflation has eased from the blistering pace consumers endured throughout much of 2022 and 2023. So we're 2 months into 2024 and they go, oh, it's eased. Yeah. So it went up 30% 1 year, 40% the next year, and it's eased down to 20% inflation. So you're paying 100% more for everything that you buy, but it's eased a bit. I hope you haven't noticed. Well, they hope you have noticed that it's eased, but they hope you haven't noticed that you're still paying double. They go on to say this. Prices at restaurants and other eateries were up 5.1% last month compared with January of 2023. So everything's gone up another 5.1%, which is outrageous, just so you know, if you're in a non-inflationary period. Under Trump, let me put it this way. Under Trump, you wouldn't see these kind of numbers. And by the way, 5.1% is little for Joe Biden. I'm surprised it isn't 17%. Double digits. Anyway, they said while grocery costs increased 1.2% during the same period. I dare you. Go to the grocery store. If somebody does a shopping for you, go to the store with them and have them give you the play-by-play. I told you guys, I used to buy a pack of gum. I buy it in an 8-pack. And it was $5.99. I went to the grocery store the other day. It was $9.99. I told you what it was during the time of Trump. And I could catch it on sale at times. And it would dip. Well, it never went into the $4, but it would dip down into the $5. It would be like $5.23 if I caught it on sale. But it was $5.99. the entire time during Trump. I don't know if you bought any potato chips recently, a bag of chips. A bag of chips during the time of Trump, you could catch on sale. You could catch regular price, $2.79. That same bag of chips is $4.79. Smaller bag. And I don't know if you remember the price of sodas at one point. My wife goes, we're not buying, she goes, we're not going to buy Coke or, you know, Dr. Pepper or whatever name brand. She goes, I went to go get like RC Cola. It was $6.99 a 12 pack. These are things you're supposed to get for pennies. You know, when you buy it that way, it costs you 10 cents or 20 cents or whatever. But no, not anymore. This stuff is expensive. Anyway, I'm spending too much time on this. Here's another one. And this one kind of falls in line to with the whole thing. It says, let's see. After it was, this is about Red Lobster. After it was solidified, those who took advantage of the bottomless shrimp deal seemingly ate so much that it directly affected financial losses for Red Lobster at the end of 2023. This is a CNN article. And what it is Red Lobster ended the endless shrimp deal. They said, that's it. It's like Louis, what's his face, when he was, Louis Anderson talking about when he went to a Chinese restaurant, they say, no more for you, fat boy. You go. Well, Red Lobster is essentially saying, we can't afford to do endless shrimp anymore. It was meant to be a bit of a loss leader, but it would get you into the store and you would buy more. So they started out at $20 endless shrimp. Then they went to $23. Then they went to $25. And you know, they figured out it doesn't matter what they charge for it. It's not going to pay. People are going to eat the endless shrimp. That's the end of it. They're not going to get anything more. They're going to look for the bargain. And that's essentially, look, if I were to go to Red Lobster, that's exactly what I'd do. And I'll tell you, speaking of Red Lobster, that was one of my favorite restaurants as a kid, not as a little kid, but when I was a young adult, because I love seafood. And I would go to Red Lobster. It was kind of a big deal. It's not that great of a seafood restaurant, but it's not bad. Middle of the road. We went to a Red Lobster nostalgically. I go, oh, let's go to Red Lobster. I talked my family into going. I had to pass a kidney stone to pay for that mug. I mean, what in the world are you talking about? The meals were so outrageously high. And look, I adjusted for inflation. But I was shocked at the amount of money it cost. It wasn't a ton of food. And I get it. You know, seafood costs, everything's gone up. Shipping costs, et cetera, et cetera. It's outrageous. And now they don't even have endless shrimp anymore. What's a brother going to do? Anyway, folks, we got a great show for you today. I'm glad you're participating. We'll be back to you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Harvard students went on a hunger strike. They missed a whole meal in support of Hamas. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. More than 30 pro-Palestinian Harvard students participated in a 12-hour hunger strike on Friday. Did they do it in the evening? In solidarity with students at Brown University pressuring the Brown Corporation to divest from Israel. How harrowing it must have been for them. 12 hours of pure AT double crooked socks. How did they survive? I mean, I liken it to, I don't know, those miners being trapped in the cave. You know, when it imploded on them or something. What scenario? Maybe fighting in the French, you know, the Maginot Line or something during World War One. I don't know. But boy, had to be bad. Now, I'm sure the lessons that they'll take from this, we'll see books and movies made from this 12-hour hunger strike on behalf of Hamas. Carnage, we're told in the media. Nothing different here, nothing new. Whether we're talking about sports franchises and the number of people watching it, these award shows that these very, very wealthy people give themselves in order to feel good about whatever's going on in their lives. I mean, you name it. All these different things going down, 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 down. People closing up shops all over the country because woke is not working. The leftist policies are not working. We have a clip. There's a woman. She talks about all the businesses that have left Oakland. Let's play that clip before we go further into this.
The reason people in Oakland are seriously struggling is because there's no jobs. There's no way to get money, to make money, to pay bills. Everything that come here closes down. Dunkin' Donuts came to Oakland. Dunkin' Donuts shut down. Can't make it no more. We have the Starbucks right here. Starbucks gone. Closed down. Leaving Oakland. Can't make it here no more. We just got this Raising Cane's restaurant over here. They had to close down the inside. Gone. Can't open no more. Almost every business that opens up in Oakland closes. Business is closed. Everything closed. Nothing Chipotle closed. In-N-Out Burger on the other side of this used to be a Walmart. We don't even have a Walmart in Oakland. You know you ain't got no jobs if you don't got no Walmart in your city. You know your city's struggling if you don't got no Walmart. Walmart closed down. Walmart could not survive Oakland. Oakland is a hard place to survive. We got In-N-Out Burger right there on the other side, ready to close down. And I'm pretty sure Panda went after that. Next to T-Mobile and Chipotle, the little restaurant in there closed. The little restaurants across the street you can't see in their parking lots closed. All these big old buildings.
It's tragic. And to watch that woman, if you see the video, she's heartbroken. I don't blame her. I mean, how do you have a neighborhood if you don't have these businesses? I think about where we live. I know exactly the stores that are there. I know they're not getting robbed. There's not going to be any, you know, what do they call these mass, you know, robberies that go into it or whatever. I'll be able to go there tomorrow and get food or whatever. This is tragic. And this is leftism at its finest. And you think people want more of that? Let me tell you. I don't know anything about it. It was a black woman giving that little speech there. But if she votes Democrat again, I'd be shocked. She's got to know where the problem is. The only problem in Oakland is there's not a Republican to vote for. It's amazing to me. It really is. Dunkin' Donuts gone. Starbucks gone. Raising Cane gone. And Walmart. I mean, Walmart can't survive, you're in trouble. Pretty soon they're going to be begging white people to come back and gentrify that city. I'm not even kidding. I'm not joking about that. They're going to be begging white folks. Yo, please come and gentrify this city. Or they're going to beg Republicans to come in. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about the triage in media. I'm sure you've heard CBS reporters caught up in layoffs at Paramount Global. They cut 800 jobs. This has been going on now for the longest time. And I don't know, should we recap the jobs that have been lost in media over the past, few months? Certainly over the last year, it's hundreds of jobs at almost every major leftist media outlet. Now, let me tell you how they got us on the right. They stopped the Google ads. That's what they did. My articles, I told you right now, my articles don't get any coverage. Why? Because if I say something like Joe Biden is not a legitimate president, he was cheated into office, Google sends out a notice that says he doesn't believe that the election was fair. So we don't recommend you advertise. And that's why. If my word got out that, you know, in terms of the production of the show and people liking the show would be fine. So I can tell you how big of an impact it's had. The amount of money that one of my friends who is in this business made, drew it collapsed. He makes 1/20th from year to date what he did a year ago. 1/20th. That's how much they squeezed him. Because any article that's got something is a contrarian view to what they put out as a narrative, even if it's been fact-checked on their end to be wrong, they still don't do anything with it.
That's how they get us. So they put lots of us out of business. But you know how they got put out of business? Lies. We got put out of business for telling the truth. But ours is going to come back. I'm convinced of it. They got put out of business because of lies. They said, by the way, one of the people that got caught up at CBS, this is when you know you're in trouble. Catherine Herridge, award-winning senior correspondent, and she is one of the best investigative reporters I've ever seen, better than Laura Loomer. I mean, I'm being honest, I love Laura. But Catherine Herridge, and it could just be a factor of money, because I think Laura's a beast. She's amazing. Love that girl. But Catherine Herridge got fired. And there, you know, I have no sympathy. I care about the inside politics. This article that we source has all these inside things like, oh, the lady that hired Herridge is a, you know, racist, and she's a black lady, half black. She looks half black. And she's her agenda is DEI based. It's not based on meritocracies, blah, 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 whatever. But regardless of the case, CBS, NBC, all of them, they all had a chance to do things the right way, and they didn't do it. They've all played, they've been complicit in trying to run interference for Joe Biden. The media talking points, every one of the talking heads, maybe not as bad as the cable news networks, but still bad. So I don't have any sympathy for him, but when you lose people like Catherine Herridge, you've got major issues. Because that is real journalism. And she didn't have an agenda. If it had been Donald Trump, she would have gone after. She'd have done it with the same fervor.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. In a sit-down interview about her new book and her late father, the daughter of Ronald Reagan was asked by an NBC News correspondent what the former Republican president would think about today's politics.
I think he'd be appalled, really, you know, and, yeah, they used to have martinis together, too.
Patty Davis says her dad and Democratic House Speaker at the time, Tip O'Neill, would have intense public debates, but would always put the aggressiveness aside when it was time. Some major East Coast cities in the U.S. are quite literally sinking, according to new info out from NASA. The U.S. Space Agency says it used satellite data to survey areas from New England south all the way to Florida, and then utilized ground-based GPS centers to track the motion. Some of the cities were sinking as much as 2 millimeters per year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Food restaurants are closing their doors.
This news came abruptly. It shocked area residents. It's left them concerned about the future of the local economy. Casey Cronin is live with the latest. Casey.
Don and Scott, all three KFC restaurants are owned by the same franchisee. The move comes as a disappointment to neighbors and also one local alderman who tells me he was blindsided by those closures. The restaurants are located at 83rd and King Drive in Chatham, where renovations have been underway for several months. Now progress has stopped, the windows and doors boarded up. Also in Grand Crossing, the KFC at 75th and Lafayette will no longer serve customers, and in Bronzeville, the chain at 35th and Calumet has been shuttered. This comes less than 1 month after the movie theater Cinema Chatham shut down. Sixth Ward Alderman William Hall tells me these closures are a loss for the community, leaving employees out of work and corners vacant.
Well, to the entire Sixth Ward, my frustration is your frustration. We share the same frustration. I live here. I don't want to see abandonment. I don't want to see vacancy just like you. Working hard with corporations. We are some challenging times, however. We want to, again, look to the future. Hopefully we find or reimagine our corner, even if it means tearing down that KFC and building a new business. But we're not going to stop until that vacancy is filled.
They can't keep a Kentucky Fried Chicken franchise open in a black neighborhood. That's the seventh sign right there. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Things have to be bad in Chicago, folks, when a 100-year-old franchise decides to abandon its key customer base, chicken-eating black folks. 844-551-8255. The jokes write themselves. The Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find out more about our work. I need to go ahead and do some more, book some more comedy gigs, because I don't even have to write these jokes. Crime, I guess, is so bad in a Windy City that even a business like this can't survive. Following the wave of location closings in bad neighborhoods and Democrat-controlled cities all over the country, this Kentucky franchisee, called it quits. 3 Southside locations. I mean, this is the place where you can be guaranteed. I mean, this is like a Chick-fil-A in a white person's neighborhood. You know what I mean? It's supposed to be just in and out. Have you ever been to an in and out? You go up there, the kids love it. It's just packed. I mean, it's all the time. Things going so badly for this franchise owner that he scuttled these locations. He said, you know what, enough is enough. And one of them was in construction. It was being built. You know, he just said, you know what, forget it. He boarded it up. You see it in the video. You can't see it here. When I lived in St. Louis, We lived in an area called South City. And I used to go to a Popeye's Chicken on Grand Avenue. If you know St. Louis, it was, east of 44. It was on Grand Avenue, about 2 miles up on Grand. And I went there because every Monday they had this twofer where you buy 1 8-piece chicken dinner for like $8.99 and you get a second one for free. That's 16 pieces of chicken for essentially $18 or something like that. So I was like, that's less than $1. I mean, 50 cents per chicken per piece. I mean, it's roughly $1 a piece. So I went there every Monday and I was on what I call the chicken diet because that's all I would eat. Was chicken, and I wasn't training for anything, but I was losing weight, and was a good way for me to do it. And I love Popeye's chicken, original recipe, you know, the hot version. Anyway, I would go up there every Monday and get this meal, and it would last the entire week for the most part. So cheap way to regulate my diet, keep my numbers down, the dollars down for food. And I went up there one time, and it was closed on a Monday. I thought, was it a holiday Monday? Didn't think anything of it. Went the next week, nothing. Empty parking lot, nothing. Went the following week, and then it finally hit me. It's closed. It was abruptly shut down. Now, if you look all around it, it was beauty supply, liquor store, little old cheap, like a grocery store. And it was frequented by, you could see prostitutes walking up the street and, some druggies and all. It was what I would call a typical inner city black neighborhood. But I'm telling you, you better have on your fight face when you go in there, because it was not for the faint of heart. And it had a drive-thru, but you wouldn't want to be stuck in a drive-thru, where you couldn't get your car out in case the stuff hit the fan. So it was a sketchy location. Well, anyway, they scuttled it. I will never forget it. That's a fact. And anybody that's from St. Louis, you know what I'm talking about. So guts or desperation is what it took. But the alderman in Chicago is like, well, it's a sore eye, and we're going to replace it, and we'll do something else on that corner. No, you're not. You're not going to do anything else. Because that corner, nothing can survive. If the Kentucky Fried Chicken can't survive there, nothing can survive there. And I'm not trying to be stereotypical. I'm just telling you, there's no stores. Look at what's going on in San Francisco and these places where CVS's and Walgreens and all these places are pulling out. You think they're pulling out willy-nilly? They're pulling out in the white areas of San Francisco? No, they're pulling out in these depressed areas where they need it the most. It's happening all over the country. Oakland, we played the clip of that lady the other day saying, well, it used to be a this over here, and they closed this down. And she, her thing was, Walmart is pulling out of that location of Oakland. And her comment was, if Walmart can't survive somewhere, nothing can. That's a store that can withstand all kinds of things because they're highly profitable. They know where, they've done a lot of research as to where they're going to put their stuff. And they said, enough is enough. I'll give you another example. Not too far from the Popeyes, there's a franchise in St. Louis called Lee's Kitchen. And Lee's Kitchen. Lee's Chicken. And it's really good chicken. I had never eaten there. But we had our kids, were here when they were living with us in St. Louis. And one of them, he was dating a girl. He said it was probably 5:30 at night, getting ready to be dusk. And he said, hey, I'm going to take, my girlfriend up to Lee's Chicken. And her name is Kelly. And we go, well, we looked, Melissa and I looked at each other and says, probably not a good time to go to Lee's Chicken because it's at dusk. And you might want to go to McDonald's. It's a lot better. And it was in a different, going in the opposite direction. And he goes, I think it'll be okay. All right, go. But we told you. So they walked to Lee's Kitchen. I'd say 10 to 12 minutes later, the phone rings. Melissa picks it up. It's Flo. I didn't even wait to hear the conversation. I got in the car. I literally made a beeline. I mean, I was, because I knew what was going on. I get there, And there's a big black dude looking at these two kids, you know, like menacing them as they're eating. And they're trying to ignore him. And I walk in there. They see me. Their eyes get as big as saucers. And I just say to them, go get in the car. And I look at this guy like, okay, you no longer have them to deal with. You got me to deal with. And I'll never forget it as long as I live, and neither will they. And they will validate this. That dude's eyes hit the ground, and I that was it. I knew, okay, you know I'm the alpha dog. And if you think I was there from, you know, as a joke or just as a threat, you know, like a you know, fake threat. No, I was there because he's messing with my family. And I was like, you better, y'all get to the car. I'll handle this. And that was the end of it. I just looked at him. He looked at me, put his eyes to the ground like a beta dog, because that's what he was. And I walked back. And when we were going back to the house, hysterical. Nobody said a word. And then the next thing, my son's girlfriend goes, thank you for getting us. And I start laughing. I said, we told you. So we get back to the house and Melissa's like, we told you guys. That is not for the faint of heart. It's crazy there. Anyway, Kentucky Fried Chicken and Denny's in Oakland. That lady I was telling you about, she wanted, there was a different location. Denny's shut down. But here, do yourself a favor. Google any of these types of things. So-and-so leaving, you know, business leaving Oregon, you know, Portland, whatever. You'll be inundated. Pick any city. Business leaving Cleveland. Business leaving Baltimore. Businesses are leaving California. They're leaving Illinois, specifically Chicago, in droves because they can't do business in places like that. You cannot survive when people are pilfering your business the way these businesses get pilfered. And by the way, it's even being done by employees. It's not just the patrons. It's employees as well. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Reason people in Oakland are seriously struggling is because there's no jobs. There's no way to get money, to make money, to pay bills. Everything that come here closes down. Dunkin' Donuts came to Oakland. Dunkin' Donuts shut down. Can't make it no more. We have the Starbucks right here. Starbucks gone. Closed down. Leaving Oakland. Can't make it here no more. We just got this Raising Cane's restaurant over here. They had to close down the inside. Gone. Can't open no more. Almost every business that opens up in Oakland closes.
business is closed. Everything closed. Nothing's Chipotle closed. In and Out Burger on the other side of this used to be a Walmart. We don't even have a Walmart in Oakland. You know you ain't got no jobs if you don't got no Walmart in your city. You know your city's struggling if you don't got no Walmart. Walmart closed down. Walmart could not survive Oakland. Oakland is a hard place to survive. We got In-N-Out Burger right there on the other side, ready to close down, and I'm pretty sure Panda went after that. Next to T-Mobile, Chipotle, the little restaurant in there closed. The little restaurants across the street, you can't see in their parking lot closed. All these big old buildings.
Please allow me to finish that sentence for her. All these big old buildings, empty. Empty. I've driven around these neighborhoods. We were in Atlanta at a baseball tournament for our son, and Melissa goes, "Hey, could you go do a coffee run?" And I was like, "Yes, I'll put in those, you know, go get some coffee." And I'm headed to what I actually went in the wrong direction, but I was going down the street and I was looking at all the boarded up buildings. And this was kind of in the suburbs, but it wasn't like the best of suburbs, but it wasn't like obviously in the hood. And I just remember thinking, and keep in mind, this is just post COVID. So things hadn't really revitalized. So I want to be fair about the assessment, but it was bad. Building businesses closed down, and I don't think they're coming back. Where we board our dog when we travel, I would bet you 50% of the businesses in that strip shopping mall have shut down in the time that we've lived here. Kevin Jackson's you listening to folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. One of the funny things that came out of this story about the Kentucky Fried Chicken's closing in Chicago was a guy said, "I went to that same KFC. When I got my order, I walked out and I was chased by these two guys with red hats and they were yelling, 'This is MAGA country!' in a Jamaican accent." He says, "No wonder it got shut down." Oh my goodness, you gotta love people's sense of humor. Oh boy. You know, the sad thing, going back to that lady talking about that stuff, she says everything closing down in Oakland. Starbucks closed. No jobs. No hope. The communities that they call these communities underserved communities. Meaning you're not getting the comforts of the suburbs. You don't get the movie theater. For example, that when we were talking about that KFC in the previous segment, they were talking about the movie theater shut down. You think the movie theater shut down because there's no good movies out? Or look, I don't know what the movie business is, but I know this. I could throw a rock and hit three movie theaters in my neighborhood. Apparently, things are okay here. Fat Cats, the AMC, the Harkins, there's literally three movie theaters within 2 miles of me. I could walk to any of them. And they're thriving. In a time when movie theaters aren't supposed to be doing that well. Why do you think these movie theaters, that movie theater failed in a black community? They're literally trying to cater. The people that are starting these businesses are saying, "We want to invest in you. We want to try to make this work." Now, the government has tricked them into doing it. The government always has some cute little, "Oh, we're going to go to the poverty zones. We're going to go to the impoverished zones. We're going to go to empowerment zones or create empowerment zones." They always have something. And the idea is to lure the company in. "We'll give you a tax abatement. We'll give you this." And then they get mad. They tell, "Oh, you're not paying your taxes in this community." Well, you gave me the incentive to move my business here. The incentive was to employ these local kids. The incentive was to put something back into this community. And you know what they're doing? They're nothing but locusts. They're taking out of these communities. You go into the place. I don't know what was going on at that Popeyes, but here's what I'll bet you money. That Popeyes wasn't making a nickel for that dude. Brothers was hooking up family members. "Come up there, I'll give you chicken." They're taking chicken home. You know, they're whatever. I don't. It's in a neighborhood, like I told you. The one I went to was you practically needed to be loaded for bear. You had to be ready to go. I'll never forget one time I was up there, and this Hispanic lady, I guess she just had a Chicken Jones, a Popeye Chicken Jones, and the minute she walked in, it was like Thug Central. And she looked at me like, what am I going to do? And I was like, don't worry. Ain't anybody going to bother you. I ain't going to let that happen. But she went, the minute she walked in, and she couldn't just walk out, you know, because it would look too obvious. But I remember her looking at the door, and I was like, I looked at her reassuringly like, you'll be okay. But it was a war zone. Which brings me to this conclusion. Okay, is the Kentucky Fried Chicken shutting down in my neighborhood? No. There's a Popeye's Chicken in my neighborhood. I don't frequent it as much as I do, but they don't do that twofer, that buy one, get one that I mentioned before. AP, buy an eight-piece, get an eight-piece. That was a heck of a deal. But the point is, it's not closing down. I don't know what it makes, but that franchise has been here since I moved here. And it's going nowhere. Because I live in the suburbs where people pay their bills. They're respectful of business. They understand that people have to make business. They're not a bunch of people running in and grabbing stuff and running out. There's not a bunch of my color is my currency and stuff like that that's going on. You don't have the Michael Brown Jr. where people walk in and Bogart and, you know, I'll take whatever I want. People are respectful, law-abiding. That's what makes business flourish. This alderman that believes he's going to bring business back to Chicago, how are you going to do it? What other inducements are you going to give the people, to businesses that says, look, invest $600,000 in a building, load it up with about $1 million worth of products, retail, and then we're going to pilfer it until you've lost your $1.6 million investment, and we'll see who we can rinse and repeat with. Let me tell you, Walmart, Starbucks, most of these businesses, they do an amazing job of deciding where they're going to put a business. Amazing. It is calculated. They look at demographics, traffic flow, mean, you know, distribution of wealth, all kinds of stuff before they are going to put a brick and mortar store in that area. And they're pulling out of Oakland. They won't even put, do you think Starbucks would put in these locations where these Kentucky Fried Chickens are? I guarantee you, if you took those locations to the people at Starbucks who do real estate, they would look at you and go, you must be crazy. We wouldn't even put a Starbucks inside of the Safeway in those locations. And oh, by the way, Safeway's pulling out. We just heard from them. People can, you know, you can stereotype it, call it whatever you want. I don't care. Profile, race. Kevin's racially profiling. You're doggone right I am. Black neighborhoods need these businesses. And you would think that this alderman would get the community together and say, look, guys, here's what I'm going to tell you. You want businesses to be convenient. You want restaurants. You want entertainment. You got to change. You have to change who you are. You have to stop being with the criminal element. You have to start respecting these businesses, and you got to get rid of this idea that capitalism is bad and you're owed something, because we are never going to have these businesses here. And by the way, how do you think these kids learn? If you want to be a pharmacist, wouldn't you want to work in a CVS or a Walgreens and understand the business? If you wanted to do retail, wouldn't you want to understand how the pricing works, how shelf space works, and eye level versus foot level, and the details around that? Warehousing, how much do you stock? What do you stock when? You can learn so much from just these little menial jobs if somebody explains to you how they work, if you've got a good father figure and a good structure. The community sucks. Think about that. The community sucks. So where does it go down? How does it trickle down? The family's broken. The community's broken. The church is broken. Society, as you know it, is broken. Democrats are running this stuff and convincing you that you're a victim in all of this. You created the situation that isn't going to fix itself. And this alderman, we're going to put somebody else on that corner. We got to tear that thing down. Well, that's going to do it, right? Not changing behavior. Wouldn't want to go that far.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.